Welcome to the Seattle Public Library's podcasts of author readings and library events, a series of readings, performances, lectures, and discussions. Library podcasts are brought to you by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation. To learn more about our programs and podcasts, visit our website at www.spl.org. To learn how you can help the Library Foundation support the Seattle Public Library, go to foundation.spl.org.
Hi there, I'm Thomas Teller, and I'm a songwriter from Malmö in Sweden. And I'm here in Seattle at Jack Straw Recording Studios to do this podcast for the Public Library Central. Well, it all started quite a while ago when I recorded a song back in Malmö. And the title of that song is Library. Anyhow, I came to Seattle with this project I'm working with called the Bushwick Book Club, where we choose a book and we invite different artists to read that book and get inspired to write new original songs. And we do fun and interesting events where the book gets to be like the... what do you say? The book is like... It will take you through the evening and you will listen to different artists writing newly written stuff. And it's quite an amazing thing to work with, actually. And we do it in Malmö, me and my colleague, Christian Carlson, and Evelina Rothman and Isabel Riscala. We do that in Sweden. And now we're here in Seattle to work with the Bushwick Book Club Seattle. Anyhow, we were supposed, or we did have a show at the Swedish Club in Seattle. And so I thought I really wanted to write and sing something in Swedish. And but I didn't have a proper like piano or place to rehearse and to write. So I found out that the public library was like the only place in Seattle where they had piano rehearsal rooms that you can rent or actually for free use there. So I went there and I started to write. I'm going to tell you more about that whole thing in a while. First, I thought I should play that song I told you about that I wrote several years ago, back in 1931. No, I'm just kidding. 2005, I think it was. And in Malmö, it's a town in the very south of Sweden. Every night sit in my window, listening to the soft tones of lamb chop. I live on the fourth floor. From my window I can see all the other flats lit up behind white window crosses. And the Christmas tree's still there. I have had holidays, but on Monday, I'll be back in track. It takes 13 minutes, 18 seconds from me. Library. The personnel of the library started to recognize me, whispering, "Here comes that handsome young man again with a nice English coat, you know. He comes in every day. He walks up to the second floor, finds himself a book, but he doesn't open it. He doesn't open it. He doesn't open it. He just sits down. He sits down and he stares." "1,500 steps, approximately, back home again. Cook myself something to eat in front of the TV, and I wish intensively, I wish intensively, I wish intensively that the Simpsons are on. But they're not. No, they are not. I came to Seattle to do some shows, and I needed a place to write music and play piano. And I found out that the Seattle Public Library downtown, they had these rooms with a piano that you can actually sign up for and just book, and it's for free. And I thought, wow, that's a really good thing. I went to the 8th floor at the library, and because that's where you book this piano rooms, and I asked the librarian there where I could find the Swedish selection of literature, and she wrote down where to go, and she wrote that on a small paper square. And I thought that was quite funny that this analog thing, like with a paper and a direction, because it's a really cool library. there, like architectural wise, it's amazing. And the library in Malmö, where I live, is the same. It's very progressive and a cool place and stuff. But I like when they keep this analog and cool parts. And and also these small pencils that you get to like to write down stuff, I thought was really funny. And I've seen them before actually at IKEA, but nowhere else. So I took a small pencil and a bunch of paper squares, and I went into the piano room and I started to write my song. And since we were doing a show at the Swedish club, I really wanted to write something in Swedish, but I didn't. I actually stole or borrowed a poem by Karin Boye, who is one of the most famous Swedish poets ever, and she's really amazing. And it's a poem about tomorrow, I guess you could say. You can read it in different ways. I choose to read it in a very hopeful way. And my song, The Library, that I wrote about, I think it was 2005, and it takes place in Malmö, and it's kind of a lonely song, but it's a song about me just living my life in Malmö. And I thought, well, I'm here in a library in Seattle. I should just write about me right now, or like in the very near future. So that's what I did. And as soon as I was finished, I put these paper squares with my lyrics, very fresh lyrics. I put them on the floor. I took a photo with my phone. I went down to the fifth floor where we can print stuff, and got it printed. And again, I asked the librarian, where can I find a frame, like a cheap frame to frame this piece of art? And he wrote down on a small paper square, go to Ross Dress for Less. So that's where I went. And then I tried to sell this framed piece of art at my show at the Swedish club later that night. And I didn't get it sold, but I gave it away actually, because there was someone from the Seattle Public Library was there at the show listening, and she was like, wow, that's amazing. That's so cool that you wrote this song in our piano rooms, like at the library where I work. So I gave a piece of art to her, and I guess that's why I'm sitting here recording right now. And here's the song that I wrote in the piano room. And it's called Tomorrow. So this first part of the song is the poem by Karin Boye. And then I just kind of roll into my own original song. Bland dem som knappast finns, och bara vet och bara minns, gamla mörkrets hjärtslag som väntar ingen morgondag, är inte rädd för någon morgondag. Those who barely live at all, I'll only know and do recall. Old darkness, pounding sorrows, waiting for no tomorrow. Fearless of tomorrow. Get back home, move into a smaller home with my girlfriend Evelina, who once wanted to become a ballerina, then a social worker, a horseback rider, then went for a degree in art, pedagogy, and me. I hear there's a soundproof room in the apartment building of our new home. I will try and get my hands on those keys. Let's hope the rent doesn't increase. And I will most def post something on Facebook saying I'm starting a new band with a new name. And are you that someone? Are you that someone who plays for pleasure in soundproof basement rooms? And just take every chance for a weekend off. Go out to my family's new house in Chukult and play and write and sing my lungs out for you. My future little bastard, and being a self-employed culture worker in Malmo today is in a global perspective okay, but I couldn't afford it if more than two teeth broke, if more than two teeth broke at the same time. And they say how can you choose to raise a kid right now? You got no private insurance plan, and your overall economy looks like bottom or just above. But we go on love and family and friends. 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 And I guess Evelina's degree will also come handy. On love and family. On love and family and friends and coupons. On love and family and friends. And a great deal of trust in each other. Great deal of trust in tomorrow.
This podcast was presented by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation and made possible by your contributions to the Seattle Public Library Foundation. Thanks for listening.